Let me start by saying, Kirsty, congratulations for this great achievement.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Of course, it's a triple three-peat, three events, three in a row, 100-meter backstroke, 200-meter individual medley, and 200-meter backstroke. How do you feel about this great achievement?
Yeah, it's a great achievement. I'm very excited about it. It's been an honor to represent Zimbabwe at the All Africa Games, and I was just very thankful that I was able to go there and do as well as I did. So I was very excited about the outcome.
Tell us, how do you prepare for such events?
You know, we had prepared a month ago for the World Championship, and I had done some good times. So I knew coming into this that I'd be a little bit weaker because it's a little bit harder to stay so focused with strength-wise for 3 weeks later. But we just did a good job of training and getting back into the pool as soon as we could. And, you know, I think I was also just really excited. This is my last All Africa game, so gave me the opportunity to not leave anything, any energy outside of the pool. Everything was put into that every race.
So you cannot be convinced to try and go?
I don't think so. I think, you know, I've said all along that Rio Olympics will be my last big international competition. And I was very sad. It did take me a little bit by surprise how emotional I got yesterday, saying goodbye to the team, being on the podium for the last time in Africa. You know, I got a little bit teary, quite tearful when I spoke to the team, but, you know, it's always been such a big part of my career.
So how many hours do you spend in the pool when you are preparing for these major events, the All Africa Games, the Olympics?
Yeah, we swim about 9 times a week for up to 2 hours each time. And then we're in the gym for 3-4 times a week for about 1.5, 2 hours. And then we do extra running and maybe some yoga. So it's quite a lot of work.
And your diet?
The diet, you know, I just try to be very balanced and very healthy, eating lots of protein, salads, carbohydrates. For me, it's all about having a very balanced diet and making sure I'm feeding my body really good things. Trying to stay away from all the sweets.
And is it easy now to balance family and sport?
Yeah, it has been. It's been easy, but I think I've also been very fortunate that Kyron is so supportive of my sport and of my career and the things that I'm trying to achieve. We're definitely very much a team. And, you know, without his support and my parents' support, I wouldn't have gotten this far. So I've been very lucky that they've been so supportive.
Let's turn to Rio 2016 at the 2004 Summer Olympics in Athens, Greece. You won 3 Olympic medals. And in 2008 at the Summer Olympic Games in Beijing, you won 4 medals. Are we going to see another repeat this time in Rio?
You know, that's always the goal. The goal is to always, you know, try to get onto the podium. You know, unfortunately, in London 2012, I dislocated my knee 4 months before and then got pneumonia 2 months before. I still managed to come sixth, but it was just short of my goal. And so I felt that I wanted to give it one more chance. It is going to be challenging. There are a lot of very good swimmers swimming at the moment, especially in my event. I'm doing everything that I can to train as hard as I can and push as hard as I can, so I'm looking forward to the challenge in the year ahead.
You have also been working with schools in Zimbabwe to promote swimming. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, so I've set up a Kirsty Coventry Academy, and right now we're working with a school, Mother's Touch, and we've coached some teachers to become swimming coaches, and right now the students are learning through them how to learn to swim. And there's about 450 children going through the program, which we're very excited about. The school has been really nice, very supportive, very encouraging. And then, you know, hopefully once we've got this program up and running and we can provide continual support to the coaches, we'll look at furthering that and opening it up to more sports.
Are we likely to see another Kirsty very soon? Or, you know,
once
in a lifetime?
I hope so. You know, there are a lot of young swimmers coming up. But the challenge is now that they are still quite young, around 11, 12, 13 years old. So we will have to be a little bit patient, but I don't think that's a problem. I think that the talent is there, and now we just need the support and the funding to make sure that we continue to support our athletes in encouraging their goals and their dreams.
Tell us about your relationship with Econet Zimbabwe.
Econet Zimbabwe has been an amazing support system for me over the last few years. I'm very lucky to have them as my main sponsor. I'm very proud to be linked to them. They're a wonderful company. And I'm just very blessed.
You are also a member of the International Olympic Committee's Athletes Commission. Tell us a bit about your work there.
Yes, so the International Olympic Committee Athletes Commission basically gives a voice to the athletes at the highest level. So we listen to athletes' needs and the issues that they might have, but also ways that they feel they can improve the system. And then we report back to the International Olympic Committee and to the Executive Board. Our chairperson sits on the International Olympic Committee Executive Board. And I really am enjoying my work with them. I'll be a member of the Athletes Commission until 2020. So after Rio, I have another 4 years. And so far, it's going really well.
Lastly, I know you insist that you don't only represent Zimbabwe, but Africa. What is your message to your fans?
Just thank you so much. I've really been so lucky to have so many amazing fans, not just in Africa, but around the world, and Zimbabweans that are everywhere. Through sport, I've managed to keep us all linked together. And I think that's something that's really amazing that sport does. And just, thank you so much for your support over the years.